Hello.
Hi, Miss Dawn. It's Rodney from Family First. How you doing?
Hi, Rodney. How you doing? Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Hanukkah. Whatever it
Thank you so much. You too, man. Yeah, I was just giving you a call. I did receive the time sheet. I was able to process it, okay? But I'm gonna have a word with you regarding some things of the case of Mr. Sean McElroy. We are very aware about the need of an aid in this case covering the can I mean covering the care for, due to the condition that Mr. Sean has. However, we have been really having to afford ourselves some looking for someone, though at the moment, as we have run out of candidates to cover the shift of Mr. Sean, especially for those hours. Okay, so I'm just giving you guys the call, this call to inform you guys. Right now, we cannot. We don't have aids available to work for Mr. Sean, unfortunately.
So
Okay.
that's what I wanted to ask you. In the meantime, until you can find a permanent aide for Saturday nights, I'll take the Saturday night. But what do I do? Do I just not clock out on like I've been doing on, and because then I have to put two time sheets, or should I clock out on Friday, or
My yeah,
Saturday,
I was about to
Saturday night?
address that as well.
Yeah. Do I clock out a Saturday night and then just clock back in at 6 a.m.?
My
Or and
advice to you is to
since
try
now I have.
to, the thing is, if you do that, if you actually a 24-hour shift, that's not legal for us either, to have a straight shift from one time to the other time, because we cannot do that. So the thing is that we've been doing, as you have been seeing or actually reflecting on your paycheck, is that what we do is, for example, Saturday shift, you start at 6 a.m. but the shift must end at 10 p.m. so we can pay you the maximum allowed work hours, like 16 hours per day in this case for Saturday.
Okay, so
Okay,
I have to
and
clock out Saturday night and then just leave the 10 a.m. or 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. open. Do I do a time sheet for that or no? Because you guys will know I'm here.
I mean, you need to do the clock in and clock out, okay? The thing is, if we talk about all previous weeks, I have everything in right now, okay? So you don't have to worry for that. So, but as a reference from today and on, your shifts from Saturdays are going to be 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. You clock in and clock out as usual, and for the shifts that you do on Sunday morning, you could actually do the clock in at 4 a.m. and do the clock out at 8 p.m. In that way, we can pay you for the 16 allowed work hours, because no worker is allowed to work a straight shift like more than 16 hours a day, because if we put you to do more, that's illegal. That's trouble for us. Okay.
All right. Yeah, that's what I've been trying to call the office and asking, and nobody's ever called me back the past couple of weeks that I've called.
As I'm telling you, it's been like a host a real struggle finding someone available to work for you guys. Because of the area, I don't know if it's just the holidays that people are not applying and preferring to stay at home and celebrating. But right now, that's the ultimate report that I have from our staffing team. Because and being honest with you, because I'm not leaving you guys expecting, okay? However, if it's the case that any one of you, maybe Nicholas or Don Harmas or you or yourself, n get to know anyone that could be referred to work for Mr. For this shift that we're looking for, we can actually do the onboarding process and turn that person into an employee. Okay, you guys are free to refer someone to work for Mr. Sean. Okay. Okay. So. I'm not sure if, I need to report the same thing to Mr. Sean, so I don't know if he's available right now. It's just preferring that we cannot find an aid right now for him and the flexibility. So I don't know if he's available to maybe take the call very briefly, Miss Dawn.
I know he we've tried to ask his daughter, but she lives up in Montgomery County, so
Okay, I got you. I got you. So I would can I trust you on passing the message to him, like what
I
I
know
just
him
told you?
right here. He's right here with me. I'm right
Oh,
here.
okay. Yeah. I thought that he was something
Feels
somewhere
like I
else.
live here.
All right. So he's listening, right? Am I on speaker?
No, I'll put you on speaker. It's just my phone. When I talk on speaker, it makes you'll hear like it muffled or far away. But I'll put you on speaker so you can say,
Okay.
"Run." Can you
Hi,
hear me?
Mr. Sean. Hi, Mr. Sean. Strode me from Family First. How are you? I don't like to hear that. Mr. Sean, I was giving a call first to Dawn to clarify a bit about her shifts and stuff. The thing is, like, you know that we were looking for someone to take care of you during the Saturday night shift, okay? The thing is, like, I'm not sure if it's just the season that we're going through, but right now we actually ran out of aides to cover your area, okay? So you guys are in your whole freedom to maybe if you know someone or any of your caregivers, Nicholas, Don Stinky, or Don Harmon, to refer someone to take care of you during the night shift, because right now, literally, like, we have run out of the list that we have in your area, okay? So I don't know if it's a season or something, but, like, I wanted to communicate this to you on the phone. I just told Dawn about that. Unfortunately, she's very willingful to cover up the whole shift, like, from the morning of Saturday until the next day, Sunday. However, if she does that, she will be doing a 24-hour shift followed by another 14-hour shift. And, like, for any employee, like, mostly in most states, the amount of hours work that is allowed is just 16 hours per day. Okay, so I kind of got that situated with her, like, to tell her, okay, this is the schedule that we're gonna use. But in the meantime, I mean, if you guys have someone, that's okay, but, like, it's something that we runs. I mean, it's out of our hands to pay her more than just 16 hours a day. Okay, but I know your condition. I've been told about that you need to get the care. But, like, I'm trying to be honest with you to tell you what actually until what point we can help you, or, like, what are the possibilities that we can offer you. Okay. All right, Mr. Sean. So I'll be advised if you guys know someone to take care of you during that shift, or maybe you guys will want to do a whole modification on the schedule so you guys give that person another shift and stuff. I'll be advised. You both have my contact number, okay? You're welcome, Mr. Sean. So yeah, right now, done. Remember, as I was saying, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Saturdays, and I'm gonna put you on for Sundays, 4 a.m. until 8 p.m. So you have 16 hours and 16 hours, okay?
Okay, no problem.
All right, Ms. Dawn. You have a great day. Happy holidays to you, Mr. Sean.
Okay, have a safe and happy New Year.
Thank you so much. Bye bye.
Bye.